Welcome back to the Sunny Side of your number one station for Talk 90.39 during Fair FM. Let's talk entitlements to financial assistance from government. As we look forward to a new dispensation, a new administration, or a new set of leaders, as some would like to say, we always expect that government is meant to serve the people. So we do not see these leaders, as it were. In the right sense of it, we would want to see them as servants. So leaders are supposed to be servants. So they're supposed to serve us. But apart from providing basic amenities, ensuring security, you know, safety of lives and properties, and welfare, enabling environments for businesses to thrive, does this service extend to providing financial assistance to citizens? Don't get me wrong. I mean, the flood situation happened a couple of months back did call for help from the government and well-meaning Nigerians. It would have been out of place if governments of different states chose to ignore their citizens who were in those areas, the flood-prone areas, and those that had their homes and farmlands overtaken by the flood. It would have been out of place for them not to know that they should provide IDP camps for these people and also make provision for these people to survive for the time being. That's a different angle altogether. I'm going to share a story with you. Something happened in Anambra State, and that something is the reason we are having this conversation now. Governor Charles Soludo of Anambra State responded to an allegation that he abandoned a civil servant who delivered a sextuplet in the state. Seven children. Seven. Five girls and two boys. Ngozi Udodike, a lecturer at the Nnamdi Azikiwe University, Awka, Anambra State, had on 8th January delivered a sextuplet, two males and five females, at Obi Jackson Women and Children Hospital, Awka. One of the babies, however, died afterwards, so it's remaining about six to be precise. Mrs. Udodike and her husband, Celestine, had recently cried out for assistance to pay up the medical bill, saying they were being charged 19 million naira by the hospital. Now, you may want to ask, why are they being charged 19 million naira? The couple told reporters in Awka that the wife had not been paid by the university management since 2020. They stated that the babies were delivered prematurely after 26 weeks, explaining that the suggestion by the hospital management to place the babies under intensive care unit pushed up the hospital bills. So maybe it wouldn't have gotten to 19 million, but they were born prematurely at 26 weeks, hence they had to be put in intensive care unit. You know how they say normal pregnancy is supposed to last for about 280 days, between 36 weeks to 40 weeks, or for some persons, 42 weeks, according to experts. Now, the allegation of abandonment from the state's government by the couple in their predicament. So they had sent a letter appealing to the governor for assistance. 19 million naira is not small money. Why in the world's name did they even consider that it would be the governor of the state who will help them offset those bills, or that bill as it were? Now, the governor, in a Facebook post on Monday, refuted the allegation, pointing out that the letter was only received recently in his office. He attached a screenshot of the letter dated 12 January. The letter indicated that it was received by the governor a day later. The report about the incident was received in my office. This is the governor speaking. The report about the incident was received in my office by close of work on Friday last week, as shown in the memo below. And today is Monday, suggesting that he did not abandon the couple. Now, regardless, the state government has committed to provide massive assistance to the couple. Someone said entitlement. for some reason, I feel this whole governor coming out to refute an allegation is hinged around this couple feeling entitled to receiving help from the state government. In this case, the state government being the state governor. Should citizens be entitled to financial assistance from the government when the need arises? There is a need now. There's a need to clear a bill of 19 million naira. Now, this is why I am particularly interested in this conversation. If every citizen continues to come up with their peculiar challenges that require financial assistance, let's look at the population of River State alone. Let us look at the population of the individual local government areas. Let us look at the population of people in Rumosi. Let me pick Rumosi where I, you know, this is my zone. Rumosi alone. Would it be a case of government attending to some and not being able to attend to others? Or if government does for one, then the government will have to do for others? But back to the question, should citizens be entitled to financial assistance from the government when the need arises? Seated here today, I have a lot on my plate. In short, I need financial assistance, gang, gang, gang. Maybe I should write to the executive governor of River State, Governor Yenson Wike, say, sir, please, I am one of your citizens. I have been in River State all my life. I have seen you execute projects, and a man of your caliber, I know that you will not neglect my cry for help. Right now, I need financial assistance to the tune of 10 million naira. Please, sir, help me as I want to use it to solve all my problems. And Sam Oracle Chinedu says, okay, me too, I have my own financial woes. Maybe Sam is owing his house rent. And he picks up his pen and paper. Dear Executive Governor, sir, I know you are a man with a good heart. Right now, as I'm talking to you, sir, my landlord has thrown my things out of my house. My wife, my children, we are all homeless on the streets. Please, sir, come to our aid. And Judo Mamebe decides to come out and write his own letter stating his own problem. And Carl Orakwe does the same thing. And Kalada Koru Batibo does the same thing. Or Constance Mega does the same thing. Or Lera Bari does the same thing. Or Dayo does the same thing. Everybody is writing to the government asking for financial assistance. Is it even going to be possible for them to, you know, attend to those needs, as it were? But first and foremost, being entitled. 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number to call, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 08090306416. Join the conversation live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle. Go there, watch live, and also tweet your response. On Facebook, we are Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Be audible. As we would like to hear from you. I see some of your WhatsApp messages already. I did see a couple of messages when we pre-sold the conversation earlier, but I think I'd like to start with the calls now. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
This,
go ahead.
This is a bit okay.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Please, the same example you gave is off point. This is a peculiar problem. Mm. 19 million for an individual who put to bed 7 children. Mm. It cannot be compared to any other problem. So the government has the right to assist them and help those children to survive. Nobody knows what those children will do in the future.
No, when you say it is out of point, I gave instances, okay? These are several instances. And this is why I gave that instance. You know how you open a window, and for some reason, every other person feels entitled. Who told you that every other person's problem is not peculiar? Me being kicked out of my apartment because I can't pay rent is peculiar to me. You do not have the right to say which case is peculiar and which case
is not. Everybody doesn't have the right. But when the peculiar, you call a need, This one is a need. It's not a peculiar problem.
Okay.
This one is a need that the government should assist. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I feel this woman has, you know, maybe she's misunderstanding me. Everybody's case is peculiar. What is doing me and what is doing you, they're different. But while you may want to say that this one is above, for me, it may not be having to pay 19 million. But maybe the 200,000 I need is far more peculiar to me and important to me. You may not see it in that light. Okay, 200 naira to feed may be my peculiar case. And your case is 19 million naira. Let's get it straight. Let's not try to water down anybody's peculiar case. Ezekiel from Rumelumini, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Okay, my take on this matter is, you see, this is an exceptional case, you understand?
Okay.
It doesn't happen
all the time.
Like it's not everybody that just have child and children and like seven at the same time. You know, so that is why the attention of government is needed in this matter.
Okay.
We all have problems, and our government can respond when the need arises. So everybody all have issues. But this one, of course, no parent will want to say, okay, I want to have seven children at the same time.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Or you can plan to have maybe five children, three children, four the case maybe. But it's not at the same time. You come one after the other, maybe after 2 years, 3 years, and
thereabouts. Okay.
So nobody pray for it. But you see that the way it is beyond their reach. You understand? So government should do well to assist them. You know, back then I was in Boni 2002. There was a lady that gave birth to a triplet. You know what happened? The LLNG, check out of one. The amount number of grand Boni then took out of one, and then one was left with that. Let's not be that they don't have any at all.
Okay.
So this is how they were able to cater for them, because it would be too much for them to do to cater for those babies. You know, they don't pray for it. Nobody wants to, you know, to do that, knowing the consequences. You know, it's not trying to, the family is not trying to force it on the government, but it's a need as a son.
All right,
that's my take on it.
All right, thank you, Zika. Let's hear from Braid in my one. Hi, Braid. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Denise. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, one thing is that the government sworn an oath to protect life and property. Are you with me?
I am with you. I am with you.
Yes. Really, in this part of the world, we don't take governance so serious, and the governments not take the welfare of their citizens very serious. If not, if you have a need, a very pressing need, you can reach out to the government. If not you, the particular person, somebody can get to the government on your behalf. That, look, our citizen has a social problem. The government will come to your aid. Almost about 13 million naira of a little bill. Where would that person be? It's not easy. So if she can cut across to the government, and the government can foot that bill, I think it is a welcome development. It's not some big an array can apply for that at one particular time. So if today you have applied and you succeeded, tomorrow another person might have a need, another person might apply. Everybody from the state will not apply the same time.
Okay.
So the government will each citizen does responsibility. That's my take. Thank
all
you.
Right, thank you, Braid. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Now, the argument, as far as this conversation is concerned, may be hinged around what is peculiar and what is not. Every day, people battle with hunger in this country, in this state. While you may be bothered about your inability to provide 3 square meal, some people do not even know when the next meal is coming from. So you have opportunity to have 2 square meal. This person has just one or none at all. Now that may be peculiar to that person. While your problem may be hinged around wellness, health related, some other person is battling with inability to pay school fees, and that is peculiar to that person. Now, having more children than you anticipated may be another person's peculiar need. Now, the essence of this conversation is not to water down, no matter the need, as it were. I know a story of a lady who was faced with a deadline to pay her school fees, and she took the bold step to march down to the government house here in River State, and she was bent on seeing the governor, and all she wanted was just the 45,000 naira to pay her school fees for that academic session. We will not sit here and say, oh, is it not just school fees? Anybody could have paid the school fees for her. Well, maybe she did not have the anybody, and she felt like, oh, it was the state governor that could help. So, peculiar needs, I think, is hinged on how the individual goes about handling it and not what we all will sit here and describe as peculiar or not. Tonya from Degema, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah, my question here, the question here is that the state governor or the state, the government, do they have the capacity to afford to feed the bill? If the question is yes, I don't think that anything wrong with that. Because we have a state whereby a governor who can go to anywhere and donate half a billion, even build projects to people. So doing that to those babies or giving 17 million to those babies won't be an issue. Shouldn't be a problem, because if the capacity is there, which I know the governor or the state government has the capacity to like for instance, my local government, big local government, if everyone needs 10 million, I know that River State government is capable of doing that or affording that money for every individual.
Okay.
So the government, they have the capacity.
If they have the capacity now. So if the government has the capacity, it means that the citizens are entitled to that financial assistance.
Of course.
Now, who determines or what determines whether they have the capacity? Because sometimes, you mentioned donations made to certain places. Sometimes some of these donations are argued not to be coming from the government purse, but from the governor's purse. So who determines if the governor has 19 million, or if the state government, as it were, has 19 million in their purse, or whatever the amount may be to render help to that particular citizen? That's another question.
Yeah, actually, the letter was written to the state governor, to the government, not the governor as individual. It was written to him because he was the governor at that particular time. So, and he holds the pen to approve any amount, and I know the money is there. So let's lend to it.
All right, he knows the money is there. Tembu from Rupaku, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, the very distinguished Mrs. Mwanga. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, thank God for today, I'm doing great.
All right, go ahead.
I think in my own opinion, this is where I think the social welfare, if you have indeed a working ministry like us as such, should come in. Very important.
Okay.
But we can't, you know, put away that everybody's issue is peculiar to him or her. When even pertaining to life, it's a peculiar one. Somebody can be in need of maybe a plate of a garri. It's also peculiar to him or her. But I want to also appeal that if at all the working ministry of social welfare, I think they should also reach out to them. I think some kind of help can also be rendered, even though the government might not provide all the amount of money required. But I think they can go a long way. Why meaning citizens also can also come in, because it must not be all government.
Okay.
There are some well meaning individuals that also can come in. Okay. I think it's a blessing to the state, and it's also a blessing to the people around them also. Seven children not be here. We
one,
are talking
one,
about baby
one
food
died
here.
Actually, so it's remaining six as we speak.
I just imagine. So there is a need for them to, you know, save the remaining six at least. by providing the necessary needs which they will require. I think I will appeal that the appropriate authority should do the needful.
Right,
it shouldn't be all government.
Okay. If you're just joining us, yeah, this is the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.39 Durian for FM. And we're talking entitlement to financial assistance from government. And I'm asking, should citizens be entitled to financial assistance from government when the need arises? Now, this is following a story of a couple who reached out to the governor of Anambra State after giving birth to 7 children. The babies were born after 26 weeks, hence they needed to be put in intensive care. The sad news is one of them died, so it's remaining 6 children. However, there is an outstanding hospital bill of 19 million naira, and they cried out to the state government, to assist. It turns out that they came back to accuse him of abandoning them. And he had to refuse the allegation, stating clearly that he didn't get the letter until days after the letter was sent. But regardless, they would, as they always say, they are committed to providing massive assistance to the couple. So that's why we are asking that, okay, should a citizen have a peculiar need, as it were? And who defines what is peculiar by any standard? Should citizens be entitled to financial assistance from the government? Let's hear from Okonkwo in Rumo Kuta. Welcome to the Sunny Side, Okonkwo. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sister Didi.
Mm.
In life, we have 2 types of problems. One is called minor problem in a plural form. Number 2 is called major problem in a singular form. And the singular form is a problem that has to do with human life. But minor problem has to do with not having money to eat, not having money to pay house rent, not having money to pay school fees, and other things. So when it has to do with human life, every agency, every institution, every ministry under the sun, including government, from federal to local government, should contribute money and to rescue that life.
Okay.
I am concluding by saying any day that God helps you to go to India and you get to the hospital, you will discover that in every hospital in India, you will see a writing, life first.
Okay.
I would like Nigerian hospitals and the citizens to copy.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Okonkwo. Mrs. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, too. Go ahead.
Section 6 of the Nigerian Constitution, 1999, has amended, gave a citizen the right to walk up to the governor. Oga, I want to drink garri, sugar, cold water, milk, and sardine. Give me money. That's what the Constitution says. To provide for your basic needs. You see, this is our Constitution, it's one of the best in this country. In no world, not even this country, one of the best. But only that we don't know how to harness its potential.
Mr. Zion, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do you pay your taxes?
I do.
Okay. Now, you know, some things as spelt by the Constitution is also subject to other, what's it called now? For someone who doesn't pay tax, for someone who doesn't also do, you know, as much as the government owes us certain things, we also go the government setting things right, and is what helps for ease of the processes. Someone who doesn't pay tax, is that person also entitled to walk up to the governor to ask for
Is the person not a citizen of the country?
Well, but that it may seem unfair that the governor will now use other citizens' taxpayers' money to solve
these
the problem.
These are the considerations that stifled a bill in the House of Assembly that stopped citizens not to sue the government. Their governor, state governor, or their representative, or even the president, for not providing basic amenities. These are the considerations. In 2001, a bill was presented in the House to discuss for citizens to sue or have the right to sue in accordance of an existing law in Section 6, which I want to cite for you. The truth is this: the government owe you every duty of care, which including economical care, spiritual care, material care, educational care. Mention it.
Okay.
Governor, I want to become an Islam, and I need Quran, I need a cap, I need a babadiga, I need a shoe, I don't have money.
Alright, thank you, Mrs. Zion. We're going on a commercial break. When we come back, conversation continues. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info. Remember, we are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. Trending story comes up shortly, so I'm going to quickly read through your WhatsApp messages as well as your Facebook messages. Now, this is from Udoka Nkwankanken. He says, the governor coming out to release a statement on this matter is because it's an election year. If the governor had made available health care avoidable like we have, I think you mean available, like we have the Obamacare in America, Nigerians, won't this stop them? I saw some other messages as well. While I sort that out, let me go through some of your WhatsApp messages. Pardon me, it's going to take a while to load them. Okay, someone says, well, I don't pray you experience this. I had similar experience 2 years ago. My babe came earlier than expected. Your baby came earlier than expected. That was lucky. We spent 4 days in the clinic. I paid 500k plus. They really need the government assistance. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. My take is simple. What is news? Anything out of the ordinary? This, amongst many attributes, makes the news. This woman is making the news because her situation is bizarre. And about entitlement, everyone is entitled to the government. As a matter of fact, the government must be responsible for everyone. So that woman needs all the support. Kofi from Ke Kingdom. Good afternoon, Denise. Your analysis and the question are quite at par. They don't follow in the context of the present predicament with about 19 million naira bill. If one may ask, what is the role of government if we can't take care of the welfare of people, irrespective of the circumstances? If we have the right or responsible government, whether at the state or federal level, welfare of citizens should be paramount. After all, the United States of America provided stimulus or palliative to all citizens during the pandemic. People were paid even when they didn't go to work. Once again, if you know how much is wasted every day in government houses in the name of entertainment, you will agree to the fact that 19 million is just chicken fee. Solomon says citizens should be entitled to financial assistance from their government, because when the government make their harsh policies, it is the citizens that are the receiving end. We are made to pay higher taxes, and these taxes are not even used to better our lives in any way. Good afternoon. Yes, helping out a family with multiple births has been done since immemorial. In 1956, a woman gave birth to a triplet in Buguma, Sauga, and the British government gave the parents financial bounties to take care of them. Today, the triplets, also known as Queen's triplets, are forever grateful to the British government. The photograph of the triplets is in the Buguma maternity. Eric Boba sent that in. Really good afternoon. Frankly speaking, despite the issues that emanated discussion, but we are completely derailing from the question so far posed by the presenter. What's the question? Is it a responsibility of the government to provide for the need of all her citizens? The answer is yes, but there must be a convincing evidence that will orchestrate the government's sustainable assistance. The current situation is a complete responsibility of the government via the Ministry of Social Welfare. Leading the problem of our country is poor social welfare services, which is the only area of concern that defined why the needs of the citizens is automatically the problem of the government. That's the oath of allegiance is staffing by vowing to protect the life and properties of the citizens, and that is why the governor did not say anything against the demand, but only opposed the date and time that the letter got to his office. Thanks, Comrade Dom Wokike, send that in. And thank you everyone for being a part of the conversation.